This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise. And Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. We're talking about a very interesting combination of how this young lady has gotten medical and fashion together. Now, you would say they're two completely different sides of a coin. Both involves a huge amount of commitment and effort on a daily basis. She's all the way from Penang, a wife, mother, and a doctor who ventured into a passion which empowers women with a completely different approach. We have with us Revathi Nadesan from Style Sifu to talk about her two different career paths and how she empowers women through fashion. Of course, so there's the doctor, Dr. Revathi, and then there's also Style Sifu. How did you get into that one?
Hi, Freda. Thank you for having me. So when I first ventured into fashion, from apart from being a doctor, was when I was pregnant. So that was back in 2014. And, you know, I found that I got many people telling me that, oh, you know, once you're pregnant, once you become a mother, you have no time to dress up, no mood to dress up, you start losing your hair, you know, all the bad stuff. You start getting acne, putting on weight and all of the things. And I told to myself, you know, I use that as motivation, actually, to make sure that I don't fall into that category. And I don't stress myself out. You know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then it's fine.
Right.
But most importantly, I made sure I took care more of myself. Okay, and I just took it as other women just sharing their experience, you know, and I did not let that consume me. And that was when I realized that I was really, really interested in fashion. So that is all where it begins.
Okay, so Style Sifu is on Instagram.
Style Sifu,
your whole idea. Is it on Instagram? It's also a blog?
Yes, yes. Instagram and Facebook.
Instagram and Facebook. Where did you get your sense of fashion from?
My sense of fashion? I don't know where it came from, actually, but I think I got inspired by many famous bloggers on Instagram, mainly from Russia and also US. I love, especially Russian bloggers. I love their sense of fashion. Yeah, very exquisite. And it's very, very high fashion. It's something that most Malaysians are not ready to accept yet, actually.
Okay.
Like, you know, oversized clothing.
Right.
Very structured, tailored clothing. Not really. I don't see a lot of that here yet.
Okay. What are we, what are we doing? We're wearing a lot of loose clothing. Is it?
No, I think not really loose clothing, actually. I think people still are into the fact that you need to wear fitting clothing. You know, like the tighter, the better.
Okay.
Or everything must be fitting head to toe.
Okay.
That's not really the case. I go more balanced. If my top is more of the fitting type, then my bottom will be more
loose,
you know, loose or straight cut.
Ah.
Or if my top is oversized, sometimes I like to wear oversized shirts. Then my, you know, the pants will be more fitting.
I see.
Ah.
Okay, so it's so that's why you so you started with your blog and all that, and you feel that you empower women through fashion, beauty, and healthy lifestyle, right? So and so, why are you combining all of this together?
Actually, it's more of a passion. Actually, fashion is something which comes naturally in me. I don't find that I need to put so much of effort in it. That was when I realized I'm really passionate about this. You know, I don't mix the two, but I do think they both come hand in hand.
Right.
Like when I, you know, dress up to work, I feel better. I feel more empowered. You know, it does not 100% my mood does not 100% depend on my clothing, but it does help to a certain extent.
Yes.
So, you know, I thought, you know, why don't I empower women to dress up well at work? So, as you can see on my page, it's more on corporate fashion, you know, working women, how you want to dress up affordably but still look good, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. And, and in terms of getting the followership, right, it's all grown organically?
Yes, definitely organically.
When did it reach that, you know, that point where people started noticing you? Was it through the blog? Was it through Instagram?
Okay, it all started through Instagram. So when I first built Instagram, I did not know head or tail of what to do. You know, I knew that I wanted to do fashion, and I knew that I wanted to blog about fashion, and that's all I knew. And then I started observing famous bloggers and their pattern and how they became that good. So a lot of things came into place, like the kind of hashtags that you put, even the time of the day that you post up. You know, the kind of pictures that you post up. There are many important things that actually that I really paid attention towards. Okay. And when it started booming, actually was last year, middle of last year.
What
that
happened?
That was when it accelerated. You know, and that was when I started Style Sifu, actually, middle of last year.
Okay, so
when I saw that it was going somewhere.
All right, when you say that, like the time and the little things that we're not aware of, give me an example. Give me an example where we're not aware that, oh, you know, when I put this kind of picture, it works well.
Okay, so of course, the first step is to have a good picture, right? So, a good picture, meaning it has to be a clear picture, the angle, everything, even your angle, your pose, the lighting, everything has to be well. And you need to know what works best with what you have. You don't need to get the best of cameras, you know, the best lighting or what, but just work with what you have. And second thing is, everyone has different, feedback. That means for one person, maybe lunch hour is when they get the most engagement in their followers.
For some,
midnight, they get most engagement. So it's all about learning the patterns of when you engage with your followers the most.
Okay. And where are most of your followers from? Are they Malaysians?
They are mostly Malaysians.
Okay. And what kind of people, they're all coming to you? Do you see a pattern mostly from Penang, mostly from Klang Valley? Do you see a pattern of where they're coming from?
They're mostly from KL, actually. KL and Penang.
Okay. I must ask you though, you know, like how do you post something every day? How do you do that together with your other life as a doctor? How do you manage this?
Okay, so I'm still not able to commit to like a certain schedule, okay, to do this. But as and when I'm convenient, I do it. Meaning that, okay, I'm going to plan to wear this tomorrow and I feel I can talk something about it. You know, so I just fit into my schedule, that's all. I don't have any, you know, specific time or day to do it. I just fit in when I'm convenient.
Okay, so when it's convenient for you. So it's not daily that you post something?
No, not really. Almost every day I try to post up, but there are certain days that I don't.
Okay, and so what has transpired? Because you know you've garnered over 20,000 followers. Do you get people getting you to endorse their clothes, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I do collaborate with certain brands. Mm-hmm. And what I do is basically I style their clothing and then I do a shout out on my page so that not only directs interested followers to their page, but at the same time, I also offer some tips on how they can style that particular sponsored clothing.
Right.
So it's basically 3-in-1. Okay. I promote that brand. So, you know, whatever sales, of course, they'll be happy with that. And the followers also get to know where I get those clothing from. And they get to learn how to style this clothing. And I also showcase my talent in styling.
Okay. Well, what are some of the common mistakes that people make when it comes to fashion?
Okay. For the first and foremost, in women's fashion, is not knowing what goes well with their body type. So it can be too tight or too loose or too short or too long. You know, it doesn't look flattering.
Right.
And second is following trends. So everyone thinks that, you know, you have to be updated in fashion. But no, the most important is to choose what you feel comfortable wearing. It could be something in the 80s. Like you want to wear bell bottoms or you want to wear something which no one has ever talked about. You can wear them. Who knows, you might be a trendsetter.
Okay.
Right? And the third thing is that a lot of women think that dressing well means dressing expensively.
Okay.
Because there are so many brands out there, you know, selling affordable clothing with good quality these days. Mm-hmm. And another tip is to learn how to mix and match and see how you can create many looks from one outfit.
Okay. So, and then when you say affordable, usually when you showcase these clothes, right, the price range of the kind of clothes that you showcase.
Yes. So I usually what I promote, it should be in line with what I would wear and what I would buy. Because there are some brands which are very high-end and too expensive. And I know I wouldn't spend that much of money on that kind of clothing because I can get something which is more affordable, which looks similar. So if that's the case, then, you know, I will, of course, go with the more affordable one.
Okay, so like I guess the pieces that you have, anything, nothing more than 300, that sort of range
per item, is it?
Yeah, or the full outfit.
It really depends. Uh-huh. It really a whole outfit.
Yeah,
whole outfit. You mean, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably around that. Even 200, you can get
pretty
a full outfit.
Ah, okay. So people know that, okay, I can afford to get this kind of baju. So at least it's relatable and connect. Well,
yeah.
Where you want to take Style Sifu, we'll talk about that in just a moment. I'm here with Dr. Revadi Nadayasan. You're listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
This is Her Vantage and Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. I'm speaking to Dr. Revadi Nadayasan. You probably know her as The Style Sifu. She's got a blog and she's also on Instagram. She's got over 20,000 followers. And so there's this doctor who's giving a fashion advice for the corporate workplace. So you, your focus is very much in the corporate space, is it?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So when you look at where, I'm sure like doing this as well, you get negative comments and remarks and all that. How do you handle that?
I think we need to face the fact that negativity is something which is quite prevalent, especially on social media, even in real life. No, we cannot run away from it, right? So my mom always told me that you can only perceive it differently. So the only way that I deal with negativity is just changing my perspective on it. And I perceive it in three ways, mainly. The first thing, I accept it as constructive criticism, okay?
Yeah.
And secondly, some people actually mean well. They want to tell you something, but they don't know how to convey it. So they may come off as rude, you know, rude. They don't know what word to use, and you may perceive it as a negative comment. So the third thing is that most negativity usually comes from other people's insecurities, and that has got nothing to do with you. So basically, just don't take things personally.
Okay. And I find that sometimes when you are saying that people just don't know how to say, the moment you engage with them, they're like, oh, okay, right? They probably didn't realize they were being rude most of the times, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I knew you did something. You were talking about, you know, pregnancy, and one of the things that you did was you drew henna on your tummy.
Yes, yes, I did.
Why'd you do that?
I did it for fun, actually. I mean, there was no particular reason, but I had this friend. Her name is Kartini, and she does really beautiful henna. So I said, hey, why not you come over and we'll just do this together. There was no particular reason, actually, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Okay, so and I know other than fashion, you were saying also that you're known for your motivational feeds and quotes, right,
yes,
on Facebook
yes.
and Instagram. Why do you think that that's important?
Because I feel that, you know, somewhere down the line while doing fashion, I realized it's just not about external appearance. You can have the best outfit on the outside, but if inside you feel very insecure, you know, you have poor...
It shows on your face, huh?
Sorry?
It will show on the face.
Exactly. It will show. So I think both come hand in hand. You need to feel motivated. You need to feel empowered. And dressing is only going to help you up to a certain extent.
Right.
Most of it will come from within. So that was when I realized that this, you know, I'm meant to do this. I'm meant to not only talk about fashion, but motivation as well.
Okay. And what's the feedback been when you do something motivational?
Great feedback. Really, really great feedback. Because, you know, sometimes I get followers who will express about their problems to me. And when I feel that I can help, I help. And it's really, really it gives me a lot of satisfaction when they come back to me months later telling about their progress and how much they have changed. And seriously, there's nothing better than getting that kind of a satisfaction, because I know that even if you change one person's perception on something,
right,
it will mean the world.
You change someone's life, huh? You change
even
if it's just one life, you've helped change one life.
Exactly. And that will spread. Then they will tell another person, they will help another person, and that other person will help another person, you know, like a bushfire.
We pay it forward.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so and when you look at what you've got at the moment, where do you see Style Sifu heading towards?
I would see it heading towards a clothing line. Definitely, that will be something in the future.
Okay.
But for now, It'll be more of what I'm doing. Right. I'm also seeing towards being an image consultant, speaker.
Okay.
Talking about not only fashion, but motivation as well.
Right. Do you think you'll be giving up the day job?
No. Because I love my day job as well.
Right. So how do you find... Does it meet halfway when you think about your work as a doctor and then also, you know, doing this fashion? Is there a meeting point between these two very different careers?
I think there definitely is a meeting point. Like what I said earlier, I think it works hand in hand, you know, and I realized that when I go to work feeling more empowered, it's usually the days that I take more effort to dress up, to take care of myself, you know, and I feel that many others out there could benefit from this as well.
Right. So that's the clothing, you haven't got a date yet for your clothing line.
A date?
A date. You know, like you say, you want to plan, you see yourself
having your own.
Not yet.
I'll see how it goes.
You waiting for the next kid or are you waiting for, you know, the kid to grow older now?
Nothing in that sense. I mean, I just go with the flow and see where it brings me.
Okay. So, well, you know, in terms of, do you do anything traditional wear? Do you do saris as well?
Not really. I mean, I love saris, but I'm mainly in corporate, more towards corporate fashion, actually.
Okay. So, and you were just saying, I just want to ask as well, you're talking about people dressed with body types and all that. Mm-hmm. Do you also advise for the plus sizes and all that? I mean, do they take your advice as well? Because you're not plus size.
Yes, yes. Actually, I do advise a lot of plus size women, you know, when I tell my friends that sometimes they feel very insecure to wear certain outfits. And I say that, you know, you got to love your body. You don't aim to be smaller than what you are just so that you can fit into smaller size clothing. You should love your body and then try to see what you can do with your body, how you can dress with your body, because you have to feel confident first and then, you know, the dressing comes later.
Right, okay. And I guess the kind of women that are, I guess mostly women, but the kind of women that are coming to visit your site, whether it's the blog or the Instagram, is there a particular age group?
Yes, it is between 18 to 30.
Oh, okay. So that's also the age group you're in.
No, I'm more than that.
But you find it. I guess these people are more used to life on social media, so that's why you would appeal to them.
Yeah, probably on social media, I feel in that age group.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for being with us and sharing your journey.
Thank you, Freda.
Okay. So do check her out. I've been speaking to Dr. Revati Nadesan, the Style Sifu. You've been listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.